The Bureau of Land Management has announced a $161 million investment in wildlife habitat projects in 11 western states, and Montana is getting the largest share of all. Montana is set to receive close to $27 million for wildlife habitat, clean water, and restoration projects on public land. The BLM has set aside just over $9 million for the Upper Salmon River, $9.5 million for the Blackfoot-Clark Fork, and almost $7 million for the Highline Sagebrush Anchor. They're all areas in need of critical habitat restoration, says Joel Webster with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
This $27 million is going to protect communities from wildfire. It's going to improve rangeland conditions, not only for wildlife, but also for local grazers and livestock producers. It's going to help put people to work. It's a win-win.
The BLM is investing more than $2 billion to restore public lands and waters across the United States, with an eye toward meeting conservation goals established in the America the Beautiful initiative. While the ecological and habitat restoration projects are critically important for Montana, Webster says the investments will bolster economic conditions and recreational opportunities for residents and tourists, too.
It's important for mule deer and pronghorn, and doing restoration work out there is going to help make sure that land remains productive and that, you know, people continue to make a living out there, but also that we have, you know, great hunting opportunities on that landscape as well.
At nearly $27 million, Montana received the largest share of habitat restoration money of the 11 western states that received BLM awards. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.